When random thought arise, listen to this one, eh? This will help you. When random thought arise, do not react, suppress or try to control them. Just let things be and flow with them. Then investigate and find out what happened when you do that. You will come to understand that they are just thoughts which come and go according to your mental conditioning. You will also come to understand that when your five mental hindrances are around, you are not peaceful. And when the five spiritual faculties are there, they will counter the five mental hindrances, and you are then naturally peaceful. No matter what happens, do not try to control or suppress thought. Only through understanding you free your mind, not through the doing via the thought, which is the egoic mind. You must investigate why are you like that and why you are not peaceful. The essential Dhamma as taught by the Buddha will enable you to see the danger of the three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion, the importance of heedfulness, and the importance of following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil via keeping the precept, do good and purify your mind via cultivating Noble Eightfold Path until one is awakened. Similarly, one will also see the importance of cultivating dana, sila, and bhavana based on the right view with regards to the three important spiritual laws, kama niyama, citta niyama, and dhamma niyama, that govern all our life and existence, so as to understand and see the full picture of the dhamma cultivation clearly. So this one is just a recap. So always remember, random thought arise, let it be. Your understanding is very important because this mind, which is untrained, is heedless, think a lot. And this heedless thinking arises because the mental hindrances are there. You cannot become peaceful. So if you understand, then you accept that reality, what happens? No more mental hindrances there. Because you do not react, you do not stir. Then what happened is just like any what they call emotion, whether anger or hatred or what, it will just arise, then slow down. Then this mind, if you don't feed it with any more negative thought or thought energy, then it will not proliferate. It will not continue to create and stir. Then it will slow down. Then not long. If you're really aware, silent is the third way to overcome unwholesome thought or heedless thinking. Then when you continue to relax and silent and aware, this mind settle down and return to its original state of silent, which is the tranquility state, the stillness. And this is what the meditative mind is about. And then your meditation will fall into place. So basically, that is what you should do. Then the 10 Dhamma rhyme you go and read. Because it's also the 31 plane of existence. Except the Mahayana add in 4 more rhymes. They call it the rhyme of the Buddha. Chu Fo Fa Jie. The rhyme of the Bodhisattva, Fu Sa Fa Jie. The rhyme of the conditioned enlightened one, Yuan Jue Fa Jie. Then the rhyme of sound hearer, Sen Wen Fa Jie. The other 6 rhymes are the rhyme of living beings subject to birth and death, and they are equivalent to the 31 plane of existence within the Theravada tradition. Because in the Theravada tradition, the 5 human rhyme and the 4 woeful state remain the same. But when they come to the Deva rhyme, they don't call it Deva rhyme. They call it the heavenly rhyme. Tian Fa Jie. Tian Ren Fa Jie. So Tian Ren Fa Jie include our 6 Deva rhyme, 16 Brahma rhyme, and the 4 formless rhyme. So total 26 plus 5 is 31. So it's the same, except Mahayana divide it differently. Then the rest you can read up, the demon rhyme, Asu Lo Fa Jie, the animal rhyme, 畜生法界啊。Then the hungry ghost is what? 恶鬼法界。Then hell, 地狱法界啊。Then some of the great bodhisattva like 观音、文殊、普贤 and astral bodhisattva, 地藏王菩萨 have already fulfilled their 10 perfection to be Samasambuddha. But due to their great compassion and love for the living being, they have used their great vow to continue to come and save living being. Just like astral bodhisattva, one of his vow is, if the hell is not empty of living being,He will not become a Samasambuddha. So this vow is to keep the form and mind coming so that he can deliver hell beings and living beings. Then the law of dependent origination of Paticca Samuppada. This is very clearly depicted in the flowchart. This flowchart is very good. It even tell you how the multidimensional thing happen. You see the first falling,Yesterday, we already went through. Avijja paccaya sankhara, sankhara paccaya vijnana, then the five aggregate of form and mind, mental aspect. Vijnana paccaya nama rup. Then after that, dependent on that, sense basis must be there, salayatana. Then because of salayatana, there is contact. Understand? So this one, contact. Then when there is contact, actually at the moment of avijja,Ignorant contact is also contact. Understand or not? Then the dependent origination also move again. So this is multidimensional. Then it moves down to what they call feeling. So after feeling arise, there is this very strong obsessive craving or desire. So craving is just a desire. Sorry, not obsessive yet. Upadana grasping only obsessive. Then you become that thing. That's what becoming is all about. Then you take birth, means transgression already. So the moment you transgress, all the suffering, all this arise. So this is how it flow. Then sometimes it didn't finish, understand not? Then without wisdom, upon contact, feeling to craving to grasping, sometimesstraight away to becoming, very fast. Then sometimes you act out it very fast. Take for example, mosquito, what you do? You straight away, already, the two hands. So you become already. That's why Pang asked, how come so fast? Straight away reach there already. Because you can't see all those things. You are not mindful and you don't have the wisdom and understanding. Because this habitual tendency. Habitual tendency means what?Automatic in there. Automatic in there. So, that's why they say automatic is what action? Reflect action in there. So, automatic. So, they call mechanical. It's like the robot. You press this button, it will do the action. No need to think on. Also spontaneous. By habitual tendency. Understand? So this spontaneous is not the enlightened mind. It's habitual tendency. So all this, when you can understand, it will help you. So you read through yourself. I explain it very clearly. Okay, then question one on meditation. Brother Theo, why is it while in meditation I can be peaceful with most things like itchiness, etc.? But only not with pain. Got such cultivator, you know. Itchiness, how itchy also can take it, you know. So you think people cannot take itchy. Then last time I used to hear people say, one of our lecturer, I don't know why. I don't know if Sui An can remember. One of the maths lecturer from the maths department, he teaches...One type of maths, I also don't know. It's a Chinese, I think. The classmate call him Ichibawa. What does it mean? You can remember? Cannot remember. I also don't know why they call him. So maybe that one cannot tolerate Ichi. So this one can tolerate. But when it comes to pain, he cannot deal. So you see what I explained. If you can endure itchiness, you should be able to endure pain also, because they are quite similar. It is the result of understanding via meditation. Not being at peace with pain could be due to your inability to relax into it via acceptance. That is, your mind has negative craving to push it away. That is called painful sensation that you have labeled to be so, hence giving it the strength to become a mental hindrance of your mind, you will. Then your mind wants things your way, hence conditioning suffering in the mind when you cannot get what you want. You have to silence your mind and investigate. Then you will understand what is going on. Meditation is to be done with understanding and not just to endure the pain without understanding. Inquiry, why am I not peaceful, not silent? Understand the importance of five spiritual faculties that are needed to counter the five mental hindrances and the danger of allowing the mental hindrance of mind to be around. Then the answer will come to you through an understanding, and then you will know what to do. Just try to just relax into the sensation and no labeling as such to see what happens. Develop wisdom to free. Always remember, only wisdom free. So if you don't labor, then it will not be a hindrance. Then you relax the chi flow. Then the distraction is gone. That's how you can become peaceful again. Then when you relax and maintain awareness, sati, which is a spiritual faculty, take over. That's how you become quiet, calm, relaxed. That's how you do it. So each in us also the same. Just relax into it. Let's see how. But the tactile consciousness, because yours is still grasping aggregate. Without the wisdom, yoniso manasikara, you will grasp. That's why you will feel that that sensation is something you don't like. But maybe this meditator used to have this type of experience of itchiness. He or she become like, can endure, you know what is it? Ba liao. You know what is ba liao? To you, it's normal already. You know? This type of itchy is nothing. Maybe they have gone through worst type of sensation. So to them is normal lah. Understand? So I give you an example you will know. Last time when I was in the primary school, you know what happened? Afternoon class, you know our weather in Malaysia. And the whole classroom, that time, fan is a luxury, you know. Do you know or not? And most of the fan don't work on. No? You got one fan also, you hope it works on. So the whole classroom don't even have a proper ventilation. No? So afternoon, you really feel very humid and very hot. One, no? You have that sensation. No? Yeah? Then after you've gone through that, suddenly, October month, November month, December month, you know what happened? The monsoon come, the rainy season. Then, towards the end of the year, it's cooling, you know not, the weather. Wow, that time very comfortable. You're very contented. You say, wow, this is really good. With the rain, the weather, the cooling. Comparatively, what you say, we already very happy. We are so contented. But then, you know what happened? Later on, you go to university, library aircon, lecture theatre all aircon. Well, one day aircon break down. Stuffy, cannot tahan, cancer class. See, when you are pampered and you don't know, then you compare. That's how you get into trouble. Last time no aircon that time. How people study? Like I told you all that last time, my house. Our house is a typical attap house that do the function of a shop lot and a residential house. And my house is very small, the shop lot. I think 14 feet wide only. Then about 40 feet long, I think. 12 of us stay inside there. And we got only 2 rooms. My grandmother take 1 room. Then sometimes he take one of my brother to sleep with her when she liked that that brother or that sister. The rest of us are my mother and the rest of us are in one miserable room. And you know how big is that room? About 12 feet by 10 feet. Then my father sleep on the you call what? Bangkali Bingseng. Po'yi. What is that? Foldable bed. That one with the canvas. Then later on, as I grew up, I also and my brother got to go and get one of the foldable bed. So I sleep inside the shop there. Understand? Then my elder brother also somewhere. Then sometime, two cramp, outside the main door. Understand? But outside the main door, very nice. Because at night, very, very hot. Understand? Humid. Outside, got wind. But rain that time, the water splash, you shiver like that. So this is what we went through. Then we only got one table. My father is a Chinese sensei. He attend to patient also that table. He write the yokfong, medical prescription, also on that table. Then we all eat also on that table. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Study also on that table. And so many people. So you think easy to study? Then that house, that shop lot, direct afternoon sun. The glare just come in like that. And this type of environment, I grew up. And I did very well in the education. But when I was in primary school, my father observed one very funny thing. Every time afternoon school, my result is lousy. That's why standard 1 to standard 3 I afternoon school. Standard 1 I last in the class. Standard 2 I second last. But I got a book prize. You know what? Arithmetic, that time not called maths. All the subject kosong. Arithmetic 100 mark. Then I remember my form day, I sit in front because I small size. Then my neighbor, last time better than me, where he got a few marks for some subject. I got 10 kosong, all the subject kosong. Singing also kosong. I don't understand English. So what happened when I score arithmetic 100 mark, he become last, I become second last. Then my teacher got problem. He don't know what to do with me. He called the headmaster. The headmaster came in, I still remember. The headmaster name until today I remember, Ho Chong Sui. Quite a plump, short headmaster. So he come in, he said, yeah, what is your problem? He said, I got this student. I don't know what to do with him. Then the headmaster said, who? He point at me. That's why I know you're talking about me. He said, what's the problem? He said, he's supposed to get a book prize. He got 100 mark for arithmetic. So the HM said, so? But all the other subjects, zero. The HM say, Ho Chong say, really? Can see? Then after that, the headmaster is quite wise. You know what he say? In the whole class, anybody else got 100? The teacher check. No. Then he didn't copy. Give to him. And I received an invitation letter for speech day with that book prize. I don't even know what that is. We don't know how to read English. Show neighbor also, same kampong, nobody know how to read English. So they say, I think the date is there, the time is there. Then it was a holiday. Kedah Friday holiday. Then I remember my form teacher said, those who get the book prize, you must come and you must bring your parent. So I don't know who to bring, I bring my mother. So I go there, my mother first time follow me to school. Every time my father arranged her. Then when my mother was there, you know I saw what ulu. What is ulu like? Sopakawa. But I don't know what it is. I didn't know it was speech day. Then I went there, I tell my mother, you wait here. I tell her to wait outside the speech, the assembly hall where they do give the book prize. I said you wait outside here. Outside near the tree there I got shade. Then I went in. Then suddenly, not long, I saw my mother inside there. Then I got a shock. I went and asked her, how you come in? You can come in, you got no uniform. I thought mother uniform. He said, that prefect, he also know how to pronounce, the prefect asked me to come in. Oh, like that. Then I check in the prefect. My mother can come in. Sure lah, your parent. Today is speech day. Then I say, what is speech day? You get book prize or not? Yeah. Speech day for people who book prize, go up the stage, collect prize. Oh, so ulu. You understand? And that's how I grew up. Then, Sunday 1 to 3, my result is horrible. My father, so scared after Sunday 1. You know what I said? All my other brothers and sisters are no more English school. All go Chinese school. He said otherwise, Pango Pibun Bulang Chia. You understand? Because you have to look at the Jiu Pai, the Pango Pi, the shop. They don't go by address. They go by, like my father's shop, Ban Chuan Chun. You know what? One chuan ge chun la. Understand? Means everybody also like wealthy. Because last time, 10,000 is a lot of money, you know. Last time, my father's time, 1 cent can buy thing on. I go to school 10 cent only on. You all, 2 ringgit also not enough. You tell your parents, Starbucks alone, 12 bucks. Then I go and call nasi lemak, a few ringgit, our time lucky, 10 cents can buy a lot of things. So, my father was so worried, he said, he blamed himself. He said, I shouldn't have sent my son, he said, to English school, because he got expectation for me. He don't want everybody to end up like me. Then funny, standard 4 onward, I did so well. You know why? Because morning I go and play, so tired. Go to school, afternoon condition, the weather like that. I sleep through the class, and I can't understand. Because I came from a kampong that nobody know English one. And English to me is like an alien language. So how I learn? I learn through singing. I only interested when they sing. Ba, ba, black sheep, anyone. Then 1, 2. Buckle my shoe. All this, that's how I started learning English. I don't learn ABC. I learn through listening. That is Suttamaya Panya. Understand? That's why you don't know how to apply. I started 1, I tried. Standard 2, I apply. Then I learn language like that. That's why my language is very bad one. I know how to pronounce, I know what the words are, but grammar don't ask me. Understand? So that's how I grew up. Then when I was in the morning, my mother will wake me up and we sleep very early. Then I go to school, I was so fresh. Then I start listening attentively. Then I learn. Then I top the class after that. I went to 4 special. There's a special class for jump grade 1. My time, 6 years you can do in 4 years. Suyan is one of them, I think. He's very young one. Younger than us by two years. You can jump class on our last time. Standard 1, your result good. You go to 2 special. Then half year, you go to standard 3. Then standard 3, you do well. You go 4 special. Then half year, you go to standard 5. Like that one, my school. You're a top school in Kedah. That's why my father knew. He said, morning school, do so well, afternoon school cannot. Then he go to the school. He said, can put my son always morning school. You know the HM say what? Cannot. Why? Because the school not enough classroom, must share. Understand? Morning session, afternoon session. But luckily, when I went to secondary school, no need to share already. All morning school. That's why I did well after that. So don't complain, understand? You go through tough condition, then slightly better condition, you do so well now. You understand? And I came to know also later on, after Form 5, a lot of my classmates that couldn't go Form 6, you know what happened? They are not so good. Then some cannot go local U. Then I heard their father got money. Some they work. They decide to go overseas. They go UK. Engineering there 3 years, we all 4 years. Then they come back. First class honors a lot. All do very well. I asked them, how come last night in school you're not so good? He said, don't know. Then later I realized, there the country is very cooling. The weather, low humidity. That's why your brain think very well. You do much better. Then I know already. When you go through tough condition, you go there, the weather is so conducive, the humidity is so low, you won't be sleepy. So you don't want slow and top, go Europe, go UK, meditate there. It does help. So this is what I learned through life. I didn't hear from anybody. Nobody teach me. Okay? So this is what meditation is all about. If you go through tough condition, you are used to it, like what we say, ba liao, understand not? So to you, it's nothing. You went through tough life, understand not? You ask those people who go through tough life, to them, you can have a very decent meal, they are very happy already, you know. Because we all seldom have chicken on, you know not? Only tua ji chi got chicken, understand not? The rest of the time, you know what you take on? Curry with a lot of veggie on. Then, eng chai, tau ge, very cheap one. Kampung fish. Last time, one catty, chipwat. Now I heard market, how much? 1 kg, 20 over ringgit. Last time, kampung, chipwat. So, time has changed. So you appreciate, last time got kemung, especially you fried out already, launo already. It's so tasty. Well, last time one really from the sea one, you know. The salt water inside there, very nice, fresh. Now one all fresh, frozen one, not so fresh. So we go through life, we learn, we understand. Then we know your body is subject to conditioning. So when you are deprived, then suddenly you go, you feel very excited. You appreciate, and you feel very good. But those people are used to good food. They cannot get excited by good food anymore. I don't know what can make them excited. Maybe you try something high on. Make them high. What is the thing that make them high? They say feng tao yin, ecstasy pill, you shake head on. It's not no. It cannot stop one, they say. There is this ecstasy pill, say. So a lot of new things, you have to learn. But don't learn the one that no need to learn on. Otherwise you get yourself into trouble. Okay, page 138. Seven factors of enlightenment. You go and read out yourself. We have control. And way is the path, which is Noble Eightfold Path. Then extinction is cessation. I read the paragraph underneath there. For the Arahant, their five aggregate of form and mind are pure aggregate. What is pure aggregate? None. Because of their wisdom. So their mind cannot get into trouble anymore because the Arahant are no more deluded. Understand the non-self or anatta nature of our form and mind. Then there will be no more delusion to condition us into dukkha. So this I include you. Happy or not? That's why sadhu, and we straight away sadhu, you all still don't know. Follow or not to follow. Next one is what? When your grasping arise, correct or not? When your grasping arise, you cease to have the enlightenment thought. Means bohi mind gone. What type of mind? Avijja, moha. So always remember, the Arahants still have outflow of what? Thought, because their mundane mind is still there. But they got no more ignorance. The wisdom is enough to liberate them from birth and death of the segmented life. That is, they don't have to come through rebirth. The five aggregate of form and mind need not arise. That's how they cease to be. Then four noble truth, dukkha, samudaya, nirodha, magga. So this one we have control. Then meditation. Brother Teo, since the Cameron Highlands retreat, I'm able to feel the different mind states in meditation. especially pain and other subtle emotion. Now I understand that pain is just another negative expression of the feeling that I dislike. So I just relax and let it be without any aversion towards it. The mind is now more at peace, and because of that, it's effortlessly dropped to the heart. And when this happens, there is no more obstacle, and I feel hollow and free, neither feeling the energy nor anything for that matter. I am then able to sit much longer without any feeling of numbness or pain anymore in the leg. This is what happened to Pola. She replied, how come can sit so long, no pain, nothing, very at ease, relaxed, still, tranquility, stillness. And this is the first time she come for this type of retreat. How come she can have all this? Because she was listening attentively to what I shared, and she just tried it out and follow. Then she realized everything was so beautiful and so meaningful. That's why after that she become very determined. Then she came and make requests and all those things. So this is what cultivation is all about. When you have the understanding, you will have the faith. Then you just do. Then when you see the result, you have so much joy. Then because she's a therapist, she knows whether the body is tense up or relaxed or not relaxed. That's why she knows how to relax and allow the mind to be. Then she said, never resist what happened. Means, I forgot what the actual word he used. She used what? Never go against nature. Very good. Well, better write this one down. This one not for me one. That's why I don't remember. Never go against? Very good. Your body is part of nature, isn't it? So never resist, never go against, never fight. Never goes. No yes, Never go, against nature. This is very good. Means don't do anything. Accord and flow. Accept it for what it is. Then relax into it and just silent. Then you will be at peace. Then like I say, what is more important? When you accept everything as natural, like what my teacher say, you don't go against nature. What do you understand from that? When you don't go against nature means? Thing is just the way it is, isn't it? Then you will experience harmony, understand not? Then like she say, the vibration, everything, the heartbeat, everything is very natural. Because it is nature. The life force come, it pump. Then after that, the heartbeat, that is the pulse of life, send all the blood all over. That's how you can feel the pulse all over, understand not? The vibration. And this is nature. Then when condition is right, you will be peaceful, you will be calm, you will be tranquil. That's why you only need to understand. Then you don't go against, you will be at peace. You don't go against the law of karma, what happened to you? No, you don't go against the law of karma. You accord, you don't violate this nature's law. Means you don't kill, you don't harm, you don't do all those things. You will be beautiful there. Then there is a lot of good karma is there. You will be happy, is there? No karmic negativity, friction is there. Then you realize everything flow. Then there is harmony, you understand not? Because you didn't resist, you didn't go against. That's why there is no conflict. Because you don't resist, you don't want things your way, no selfishness. You accept the reality of the moment. Like the Buddha said, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions. Cannot be otherwise, understand not? Then when you accept, you are at peace. You don't stir your mind. You don't get unhappy. You don't complain. You know, if you are not wise, rain also complain, no rain also complain. Hot also complain, not hot also complain. When we are here, I compare to Wu Ping Ching Se. Those who meditate Wu Ping Ching Se, you know that. Here is heavenly rhyme, understand not? Wu Ping Ching Se, very humid one, I tell you. The humidity very high one. But we endure, no problem. We have been there for how many years? Some more traffic, so noisy, LC, no. So you come here, This heaven, man. If they can meditate, you come here like study, ah. So easy. Chicken feet, no. Sap soy. That's why I go to difficult place to meditate. Understand? Very humid one, no ventilation on. Don't suffocate yourself, please. Don't say Abraham Tio say one. Don't be a hero. You happen to be there, no facility, you accept the reality, because that is the way it is. Then you pursue your wholesome. Oh, this is how I should train. The other thing that I find very useful, I learn is, because last time when I was young, I like to play badminton. No, that's why my badminton, the stroke is there, quite good. Then what happened was, I play outdoor court one. No. And you know, Malaysia, very windy. No. You have to predict where the shuttlecock go. No. Oh, then you have to use a lot of strength if you are on the other side where the wind is against you. No. And you know what happened after that? When I went to secondary school, we got a school hall with a badminton court there, no, two court. Wow, first time I went in and play, wow, so easy to play, you know. No wind, no. Want to hit where, also go where, you know. Then the shuttlecock come, no need to predict where it go, you know. Sometimes, you see the shuttlecock, you think, wow, jump out, want to smash, suddenly the wind come, you know. Then you got to go backwards. That's right. But in the hall, very predictable. That's why you do so well. So train in difficult condition, understand not? That's why start from rank and file. Do all the hard work first. Then when you reach the top, you understand what all those people down there do. Then they cannot cheat you. They cannot play monkey trick behind you, understand not? Because you came up from there, understand not? That's why don't complain when people throw you to the very low level to start. You should thank them. Wow, sadhu, sadhu, blessing. If they don't put me like that, I won't learn. No. I won't get all the experience. You perceive it with this type of understanding. You become happy. You will become peaceful. And you benefit in that. But if you don't have this understanding, you can complain. Why this guy don't know who my father is? Dare to send me to that level? Then you gone. Because you think you have a lot of great, better than people. That's like the way you understand things and perceive things is very important. It can make a big difference to your life. I remember Xuan Hua. He very good. You know, he spoke this in one of the Dharma talks. He said, everything arises. If initially it appears not so good or no good, it could be a blessing in disguise. It will end up good. If you perceive it in wholesomeness. And I totally agree. I rejoice. I say, he used Mandarin. Starting is what? You use the wireless. My Cantonese.
万事起头难.
Oh, you understand or not? Man si. Hei tau lan. Penang lang biao tia. Yang ban su Starting is ya. Gang koi. Understand or not? Now I can translate. Because Hokkien is my language. I from Kedah one. Penang same one. Then, after that? Didn't have any continue. So he said, whatever that arises, starting appear very difficult, very negative. But don't give up. If you perceive it with noble eightfold path, he always say, then everything will fall into place. You understand? Means no negativity. Then it will turn around. It will become a blessing in disguise. Then I like Guang Qing Lao Sang. You know how he teach people? Not? He say, 对, 也接受，不对也接受，无论如何要什么？忍辱，忍辱是什么？波罗蜜。 So beautiful, isn't it? Somebody have to write. Then I translate. Very good. Come, sadhu, sadhu. You have to learn this. What is 对? 对 means correct, isn't it? Right. 对也接受, means what? 啊 ，right also accept， 不对也接受。啊 ，why want to have right and wrong？ Right according to them accept， wrong according to you accept， understand now？ Then no right no wrong， isn't it？ Then what do you do？ 对也接受，不对也接受，无论如何都要。要忍住 ，understand 哈 ？Must be patient. Then, what is patient? 忍住就是什么？啊、，it's a parameter. No, you don't know how to cultivate. And you say you want to become Sammasambuddha. You make the Bodhisattva vow. Then you don't know how to cultivate patient. Understand? It's a parameter. No, and you don't even have it to start. How to perfect it? Yeah.Ganti. Very good. Jinhao, read.
对也要接受，不对也要接受，无论如何都要忍辱，忍辱就是包容你。
Very good. Now you understand, So you know how to live life or not? You go back, don't go and start with your husband, or your wife, Hey, brother Teo say,I wrong also you must accept, no. I tell you, you sure kena one. You make me into trouble also. He said, who the hell is Brother Teo? Why you trust him so much? Why you listen? Your 老公 you don't listen. So you must see the condition, and when you yourself show that Dhamma character in you, you become so loving, so understanding, so gentle, so pleasant, so loving,then you say anything also can. Then your husband say, yeah, I think you have changed. Wow, you're so different now. You really know how to care for people. Not only people, you care for me, you care for our family. You do all this with joy. You are so nice a lady. That's why I very lucky. I married a good wife. Understand? Well, then what happened to you? They say,Berkiao, the tail also like the dog. So now you know the Dhamma can make you beautiful. Understand? Otherwise, you go back before you even practice, cultivate, and learn the Dhamma. You want to quote what I say. Brother Teo say, I do wrong, you must accept. If I do right, also you accept. So, 对也接受不对 you apply it wrongly, understand?I very God say you do wrong, you accept. You don't do wrong. Other people do wrong, you accept. Understand? Then when your husband do wrong, you tell them the opposite. Very good. He sure say, oh, I think your brother Teo very good. When he do something terribly wrong. Then instead of getting angry, don't worry, honey. I understand. You must have a bad day. Understand? I think something affected you. Don't worry. Tell me. I help you to 分享Understand? Then he look at you, he don't believe. Normally you are Then he look at you. You must sick choyo. Did you take the wrong medication? Understand? But you say, no. I recently attended Dhamma class. I attended Brother Teo's class. And he teaches this one. He said, 对也接受，不对也接受。That's why I know you do wrong.You shouldn't have thrown your tantrum. You shouldn't have get unhappy, miserable, and make the family also miserable. That's why I accept you for what you are. That's why I appreciate. That's why I'm willing to develop the understanding, and I understand you must have some bad day in the office or what, or something is bothering you. You become different now. Then after that, who say? Brother Teo? I think you go to the class more. Then you got no problem, or he don't want you to attend. Understand? So we got one Kayaramita due to earlier on, I think because the communication was not so good, then they had problem. Then the wife liked to attend my class. No? Until he was given the ultimatum. No? You either attend Brother Teo's class, or you don't become my wife. What you choose? So he came and asked me on the spiritual trip. He said, Brother Teo, he gave me ultimatum. After this trip, I cannot attend your class. If I attend your class, he is going to severe all this. Wow. Then you know what I told her? I said, you don't panic, don't worry. I teach you something. I say, have this Noble Eightfold Path. Learn to practice. Learn to cultivate. Then you know what I told her? I say, once you go back, immediately, with all the joy, the happiness, but sincere, don't act out it. Straight away, you give him a hug, like Sue. Thank you so much for allowing me to go to that spiritual trip. I really appreciate it. You are really understanding. Don't talk about going to my class first. Understand? Then after that, I learned so much. I now have a lot of gratitude. I appreciate what you have done for the family, how you contribute to the family, and how when there is understanding, there is love, our relationship become very good also. Then after that, didn't talk. Then Thursday class, at night, morning breakfast, they were having breakfast. Then she received WhatsApp. Last time, Sui An always send on that Thursday class, who is coming. So she opened up. Then she read. Then said of it. And the husband was actually observant because he was curious. And he know, my wife has changed. Then you know what happened? He asked the wife, Sui An on. He also know from Sui An. Then he said, you want to go out to say class? She got a shock. Then he said, you want to go? You go lah. That night she come. She straight away tears. She said, Brother Teo, thank you so much. Now I can attend. Until today, she still attend. Answer. You ask Sui An? Nah, this is not a story. Sui An proof. After that, husband and wife become very nice. Very good. So all this is Dhamma, understand or not? Difficult to apply or not? Have you hugged your husband? Try it out, understand or not? If you have love, why are you shy? Last time nobody see also you hug, understand or not? Now you scared people see. So have understanding. Pass the mic. What she's trying to say is what? If you suddenly do that to your husband, he will think something wrong with you. She will ask you back, Lu Jia Chou you. That's why I say, don't act out it. Be sincere, really feel it. Understand? Then before you do that, there must be condition. Understand? You come back. Then you like surprise him. Then after that, you say, you know why I hug you or not? You don't worry. I know what you are thinking. You think I chat with you. No, I learned something. I went to retreat. I now different. I very sensitive. I can feel. I understand why you are not happy. Because I now can understand why I'm not happy. Understand? You start like that. Then he will ask you, which temple you go? When is the next retreat? He may want to follow you. Understand? That's why you like, cannot one lah. He will think I something long. And this is a real joke. You know, last night during our days in Kedah, I got Hokkien joke one. So this was a conversation in a, I think it's a cassette tape or what. Or radio commentary. So Lucy, you heard of Lucy or not? There is a famous song. Lucy ni sen lai, Lucy ni sen lai, sen lai zhen mei li. Mei ren kan jian, kan jie le dou huan xi. Then what else? Then they want to like caught her, because they see this pretty lady from the airport come down, but they don't know English, So they go and address him, Xiu Jia, Xiu Jia. He said, Lucy, see me, She cannot understand the lady. So ask somebody, I am Lucy. Then the friend say, Lucy, like you look Lucy. Then he say, 小姐，这居民的叫我去死，不好。So the other one translate, no. Then you know the 小姐 say one, no, I think you something wrong. He cannot understand, no. Then the friend say, you don't know what she's, no, in Hokkien, 你不知道说什么啊。He said, 你三点long. This fellow replied, no. 小姐是严博严格出品的哦，三点来 long.八点、九点、十点，这很 long 啊，过来咯。啊 ，this type of joke 咯 ，nice 啊 ，humorous 啊。哈 ，you heard before 啦 ？Did you heard 啦？哇 ，then today I must collect ticket. 啊 ，interesting or not？ 啊 ，then after that 啊 ，that song come out 啦。啊 ，Lucy 你神来 ，Lucy 你神来，神来真美丽。哦 ，that's how the song come out.And why I can remember until today? Because that time I got very interested. I keep on singing, I got joy. You know. So I did what the Abhidhamma say. You know. Soma nasa sahagatang. You know. Before I sing, I got joy. You know. I heard it. Then after that, I practice, I sing, I got joy. You know. Understand? You know? After I practice, I still got joy. You know. Miss Soma nasa sahagatang. Fulfill the highestmerit, but the highest wrong thought also same. Then after that, spontaneous or no, asangkalikang no, no need people teach you no, but no nyana lah, no nyana sampai utang not there. So because of that, I realized wow, this type of thing was inside there for so long. No. Then every time got condition, wow, this one come out. No. Then I tell myself, what is all this? Well, after I graduate, after 1989, then I realize, this thing gone, no. Then, want to sing, can sing. Don't want to sing, also can, no. Then it does not like, you meet classmates, talk about it, all come out, no. Inside. Like very excited, willing to sing. But later on, cannot, no. Then realize, rooted out, no. Then today, got condition, I tell you the story, but I want you to learn. No. But after hearing from me, I don't go back every day sing. You mindful, you aware, you listen, no problem. There is joy, understand? So this is something for you to learn. Okay, we better go on. Otherwise, we don't have much time. Okay. For number two. Oh, question one, I haven't finished this one. The answer, did I read? Okay.I said, this is very good understanding, leading to a very good meditative experience that can stabilize one's insight. Most cultivators make the mistake of reacting to the tactile sensation that arises and label it as pain because of their mind's aversion towards that sensation. They do it without knowing that the moment they label it as pain, then a mental hindrance, ill will, has arisen. This mental hindrance or ill will will hinder the mind from...becoming peaceful. The lack of peace will condition the meditator, in inverted comma, to try to note or focus and concentrate the mind to push away the pain. That's why you label what? Pain, and all things. Right? So as to become more peaceful, this is introducing thought into the meditation. Hence, no more heedfulness or mindfulness, because the doing...of the so-called meditation is by the thought which is actively trying to meditate to become peaceful. Yeah. This is not knowing that you are already peaceful the moment you are silent and aware without thought. To just understand the truth and the reality of what is happening within the moment, you will start to understand how the form and mind can be conditioned into reacting to sense experience via its own sakkayaditti or self-delusion.To grasp out to the five aggregate of form and mind as the I and the me. This is real insight, born of sati, that can see things as they are and understand what is going on there. And then, without any thought or thinking. Under Vedana Nupassana, the Buddha said, when there is a feeling, whether pleasant, unpleasant or neutral, you must be aware. This awareness will enable you to understand how your mind, via its own wrong view,an opinion or self-delusion react to that sensation and label it as unpleasant or as pleasant and unpleasant sensation via your like and dislike, leading to the first two mental hindrances of mind. These mental hindrances of mind, which are sensual desire and ill will, are also part of the evil root of greed and hatred. The moment the mind is aware of such delusion, the mind can just relax into the moment without any reaction. Meditation is just about it's not just about good, comfortable, peaceful, and beautiful meditation. It's about the development of wisdom to enable the mind to deal with all life situations without having to experience any more suffering. Then the five ways to overcome unwholesome thought, you read yourself. We have control. Then all this finish. Question 2. When I meditate, I don't feel any pain, but I am aware of thought. When aware, I tell myself to be silent and go back to anapanasati. Is that correct? So this one is not bad. So what I told her is meditation is not about right and wrong, but it is more towards realizing wisdom that can free our mind from all suffering. When you are just silent and aware, you are heedful. And in that heedful state, you can develop a lot of understanding via observing your own form and mind without any judgment or comment. You only need to continue doing anapanasati when you need to train your mind to be aware so that it is not heedless. Once your heedfulness has already stabilized, technically you don't need to hold on to the anapanasati training anymore. Similarly for the mind sweeping and metta exercise too, for they are just skillful means to train the mind. The key is relaxation of both the body and mind, followed by the silent mind leading to the tranquil state of mind that has clarity and awareness within to see things as they are, thereby realizing the wisdom. So meditation has four important support. Relax, aware, 24-hour, continuity, and trust. So all these are very clear. The key to meditation is awareness of sati, which is also the first factor of enlightenment. With awareness, you can develop the understanding of why your mind is like that, how it is conditioned to react to sense experience via your wrong and deluded views and opinion of things. That is Dhamma investigation. Inquire deep into who is doing the meditation. Just like Mahayana, the Kong'an, Sei Chai Nian Fo, who is meditating, who is chanting the Buddha's name. Then, what is the I and the me all about? Why did the Buddha say it is sakyaditi or self-delusion? Why are the thoughts so active, judgmental and intrusive? And why can't they just let things be? The moment you are aware, the Dhamma will come to you. Understand it and awaken to it. Relax and be with the moment in silent awareness to experience all of the beauty of life and existence. Once you realize, you will know how to accord and flow. Then you will not be afflicted anymore. Hence, life become very meaningful and very beautiful. Isn't this wonderful? Eh? So you want to train and become like that? Not? Ayo, again, nobody want. Louder a bit. All this can be understood if you are. So, straighten your view, then you are not deluded anymore. See how your attachment and craving arise during your meditation when you lack wisdom. Most cultivators attach to good and calm meditation. True or not? When you experience calm and good meditation, you feel very good, isn't it? So your thought will tell you what? Wow, today, don't know what hong, man. Wow, my meditation suddenly become very good. Your good and bad is based on what? Peaceful or not peaceful. But you did forget that the main intent of meditation is what? To develop wisdom. And the byproduct of this training is peace. Yeah? The silent mind, tranquility, stillness. So it will come, understand or not? Yeah. But don't be satisfied with the peace, the calmness. Because this is the beginning of a quiet mind, a silent mind. Then when you stabilize it, then only it can insight in the phenomena, meditate through the direct seeing to understand. So they hold on to all the things that their mind has created via their consciousness and its content, which is the thought, not knowing that these things are all impermanent and yoga follower. Ah, empty, louder. Ah, thus causing? Ah, the moment you? Ah, the moment you hold, remember my analogy, red hot molten one. You dare not touch the next time. So need to let go or not? You dare not even go and hold, what is there to let go? But because you didn't know that it torment you and burn you, that's why you dare to hold, understand or not? You dare to cling, you dare to attach. And most people say, what no? Aiyah, bo tai chi wan la, understand or not? Then what happened? When it happened, only regret, understand or not? Then they used to say, look, why you so kia su and kia si wan? Go la, come, we go. then, nice or not? Enjoy or not? Eh? You know what are they doing or not? They are cheating on their wife, understand or not? So they think nobody know. Fun. So they say, this is life la, every day at home. You cannot experience the variety of life. Understand or not? Ah, very good. Pang, very good. Pre-look to suffering. But Shakespeare say differently. You know. If music is the... Our auntie very smart now. Literature teacher, I think. If music is the food of love, then what you do? Play? This one, Shakespeare got wisdom or no? He listen with a silent mind or no? You understand? That's why this is the fruit of love. When he listen to this music, he has love. Understand? There is no negativity. Understand? That's why everything is love. Understand? You don't understand. Then you say, Shakespeare say or no? I go karaoke, I listen. Music is the fruit of love. I tell you, when your friend saw, take handphone, kia, WhatsApp, I tell you, you go home. Your ear longer by a lot. Then regret. Ayo, you la. Told you not to do it. Aiya, anegam ane sui la. Next time we go under play, nobody know us one. No handphone record on. And the worst is what? Now the wife very smart. Where are you? Oh, I'm with my friend. Where? You cannot say karaoke. Then you saw the advertisement. This rich guy got 2-3 bodyguard on. They go and put one photo scenery at the back. Then this rich man starts sit in front there. Then with that, take a picture and forward. Actually, they are in a massage parlor. So all these things, the crooked mind can think. But those who are wise, you cannot cheat them. You know why? You go back, I got evidence one. Where the evidence? They wash your clothes one. You think they don't know? What perfume you think they don't know? Lipstick you think they cannot identify? This perfume I never use one. This lipstick I also never use one. How come this guy come back with all this? Understand? I say, you heard what? Get what say or not? Why is already? You say got dharma. Don't react. No. Right also accept. Wrong also accept. Understand? Practice patience. Understand? Then that Taiwan monk, what is his name? What Hai? Hai Tao. He said, "Yet toy how? Bring them to the dharma." then no jealousy there. Then what is there to attach? If husband also can let go, you got suffering or not? Very wise now. You say, I got no time even to enjoy life. I got time to worry about you. If I worry about you, I'm miserable. No. And that is the game of suffering. You still want to play? Jealousy, anger, hatred, evil root, make you miserable. Then when you're miserable, your parents also miserable. Your brother, sister worry for you. Your children also worry for you. Because the family no harmony. Do you see that or not? Not only you, like Tuesday in Morris, understand, with Morris. He realized that, he wake up now. He said, I cannot be so selfish. If I'm so selfish, I lock myself, torture myself, make myself miserable. I also make my wife miserable, worry for me. And all my children worry for me. He said, this world, I cannot do this. That's why he just say what? Detach. And the word very good, Suyan and Panchi sent me the what Google explanation. Detach doesn't mean that problem didn't go through you. It go through you. Then you develop the understanding and you are not fooled by it anymore. If that is the word, then correct. He said detach. It's not let go. Understand? Detach. Tear away the page. Understand? Got nothing to do with that. So can practice or not? When your husband did this to you. 对也接受，不对也接受。 But inside, this guy, I'm going to give him a lesson. Zan, Yan, Zan, you know what is that? That is suppression. Bottle up. Finally, Ira. But when you really got no more, you can accept. You will go there and tell him, thank you so much. Otherwise, I'm miserable. Understand? You test me, You're very good, Otherwise, I don't know. Now I got no more anger, I don't got no more envy, jealousy, What you do also, I can accept, I tell you, after you do that, he will change, I tell you. He himself paisei. Then he was going to tell the friend, you don't believe what my wife did, Not only don't get angry, Somehow say he can accept all this, And thank me, for allow her to learn, Learn what I don't know. You practice what? Dhamma. Understand, You cultivate patience. Then when you can let go of everything, you perfect your Kanti Parami. You know how Sakyamuni Buddha perfected his Kanti Parami? You don't know? People ask for the why he give. You ask Brother Tay and say, hey, where is Brother Tay? Toilet. After you ask him. It seems he was tested. You know who tested him? I think King Saka. Was it King Saka? Test him. You have to give up your wife. Children also as well. Wow, see? Auntie got read Sutta. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. So, he gave everything. That's how he perfect. You don't go and listen to this. Then go back. I think I want to become samasana. I want to perfect Kanti Parami. So, people come. Your husband, you don't like. Give up. Anytime can take. And there are some fed up until got people to take. He pity my day. He thank the good karma got people want. So all this, if you understand, you will know what to do. Understand or not? So don't be foolish. Because Sakyamuni Buddha at that time as a bodhisattva, he was ready. So he wanted to be tested. Then how he also survived the other test. That is Dana Parami. Kanti, patient one, is when he was a hermit. Was it hermit or ascetic? He was cultivating patience. Then the king were around there hunting. Then all the concubine or the ladies, they happened together there because somebody spotted him, like full of long hair. Last night they all don't shave. Then they think it's a monster. But they realize it's a human being. Very kind, with a lot of love, and he says, practice patience. So they all gather him, until they forgot to go back. Then the king came back, all the wife and the concubine all missing. Then asked the general, he said, general, they all listening to that, that hermit. So he went there, then he find out, he's teaching patience. So the king very angry, you know. I heard you are practicing patience. I will test you, see whether you really patient or not. Then the bodhisattva say, yeah, I cultivate patience. You can test. Whatever you do, I appreciate. Then you know what happened. He really get all his men. Si ma fen si, you know what is that? The four horses tied to all the four limbs. Wu ma, not si ma. Yeah, he got two legs, two hands on it. The fifth one tied, tied to the neck. Cannot lah. Neck means you die. Tied to the limb. And you know what the bodhisattva say? He just smiled. He said, yeah, he said, you can go ahead. He said. Then he make one aspiration. He said, since the distant past until now, he said, I have been cultivating this parami of patience. If after what you did to me, if there is even a thought of anger or unhappiness, I fail. But if there is no anger or unhappiness, may my limbs come back to me. Immediately the four limbs came back to him. And the king panicked, kneel down straight away, and asked for forgiveness. You know who that king is? Kondanya, the first five ascetic that become a sotapanna. You know what he told the king? He said, don't worry, king. He said, because you are the one that allow me to perfect my Kanti Parami. You will be the first I will take across when I become a Sammasambuddha. That's why when you know how to ask for forgiveness, you, without you knowing it, this great being's aspiration or vow or promise, you chiap liao. That's why he become Kondanya, the first to become a sotapan after the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. And now Brahate is back. We talk about the paramiya or dana paramiya, Sakyamuni perfected. How he perfect was, I was told by Suvarno, he was tested to give away not only his wife, including his children. So who was the one that tested him? Was it King Saka?
Lord Saka Devaraja.
Saka Devaraja. So Dewan, can you tell that story?
Wasanta Raja Taka. When the Bodhisattva was born, it seems that was his last human life before attainment of
Buddhahood. Yes.
He was born as a prince, married, and had two children, boy and girl. And because of his tendency to practice dana, so in the kingdom, his father was a king, and he keep on giving things, giving things and gifts like that. So the minister, I think the treasurer, complained to the king, saying that if you, your son as a prince, keep on giving things, very soon the whole kingdom will be
bankrupt.
So after that, with this complaint, then the father had no choice and told the son, Prince of Vasantara, and said that, no son, I have no choice, I have to banish you to a distant place. Because you have been giving things from the kingdom and all those things. So the Prince Susantara accepted that punishment in that sense. So he told his wife that he was being banished to a far distant place, but you and the two children stay in the palace because materially you'll be taken care of.
Correct.
Then the wife refused, I want to come along with you. Then the two children also didn't want to leave. So eventually the king prepared, several cuts of goods and materials that he might need. And I think also with a white horse or something like that. So they were all, they left the palace and keep on traveling. Along the way, people began to ask for things, and he keep on giving. Keep on giving until the carts, everything also given
empty
away,
already.
No horse, empty. So they have to walk. And when they walk, because of his virtues, the two children saw that there was a tree, a fruit tree. and it is quite high, you know.
Mm.
So the children cried and said that they wanted to eat because of hunger.
Yeah.
But the bodhisattva could not reach it. Not reach, not high enough to reach the fruits. And it seems that the tree bent down.
Oh, okay.
The tree bent down because of the virtues of the bodhisattva. And so he plucked the fruits. So as they continue to travel to the destination. And what happened is that having reached the place already, then he continued to practice his meditation in a cave. So the wife would go and look for food. The wife would go and look for food, and what happened is that after some time, there was this a Brahmin, a lay person that came, and at that time the wife went to fetch fruits in the forest.
Yeah.
So this lay person asked for the two children. Asked for the two children, you know. So the bodhisattva also gave the two children away. Gave the two children away, and then so the children of course were crying, and then this man just dragged the two children. And after that, at that point, when the children were being taken away, the wife finished collecting the fruits, you know, about to return. And Lord Sakka transformed himself as a lion or a tiger. And then, you know, blocked the path, you know. So when she was returning to the cave where they were staying, then she saw that this lion was there. So being afraid, she had to wait. And after the children were taken away already, then the lion moved off. Then the lion moved off. So the wife came and with the fruits and then looked for the children.
Cannot find.
Cannot find. And looking around the vicinity, could not find them, and asked the bodhisattva, the priest, her husband, "Can you please tell me where are the children?" Then the prince just kept quiet. The bodhisattva kept quiet, and then the wife again kept looking high and low until she got very exhausted. Then she came back and told him, like, "Please tell me what happened to the children. Whatever you have done with them, okay, I accept your decision." Right? So please let me know, right? Otherwise, I just cannot have a settled mind. And she was very exhausted. Then he said that, "I've given the two children to a man who asked for the two children." So after that, then of course, then the wife accepted his decision. And later on, what happened is that Lord Sakka came again, appeared as a very old man. Appeared as a very old man and came. And came to the bodhisattva and asked, you know, "Oh man, I'm very old and at home, I need someone to help me, you know, a servant and all those things. Your Look wife is quite young, you know. And can I have her to help me in my household and things and all those?" So then the bodhisattva said that, "I can give her to you, but she has her own free will. I have no right to decide for her. Right? I can give her to you, but it is up to her." Right? So then the Lord Sakka was still asking, "Please, can I have her and all those things to help me as a servant like that?" Then eventually, the bodhisattva said, "I can't. I made my decision already, but it is up to her. I cannot force her to go with you." Then eventually she said, "Is that the I'm here married to you to be for you to give away, to serve you, or to be killed by you, or to be sold away." In other words, she has given him the permission, for him to make the decision. And when we look at it, it has to do with when this the Buddha as prince as ascetic Sumedha.
Sumedha.
At that time, that was Dipankara Buddha.
Dipankara Buddha.
The fourth Buddha, Dipankara Buddha. When ascetic Sumedha would have become a fully enlightened arahant. But when he met Dipankara Buddha, he made a vow. Because you know, we were doing some patchwork, the road and all those. So he made a vow that he wanted to become a Sammasambuddha in the future. And then Dipankara Buddha looked into this his paramis that he has calculated in the past, and saw that he was able to become a
Sammasambuddha. That's why I gave him a prediction.
Yes. So, but the for a Bodhisattva to become a Sammasambuddha, he needs a human Buddha to confirm.
Prediction to confirm.
Yes. And at that time, when ascetic Sumedha made that wish, that aspiration to become a Sammasambuddha, and when Dipankara Buddha confirmed that he would be successful, and there was this lady who was nearby, having heard what ascetic Sumedha made that vow, and because of his compassion for living beings, she at that time got 8 stalks of flowers. Then she gave 5 stalks of flowers to the ascetic Sumedha. For him to offer to Dipankara Buddha. And she on her own with the 3 stalks of flowers
also offer.
And also offered the flowers to Dipankara Buddha. And she made a vow, you are so compassionate. Since you have that compassion to help living being, I offer these 3 flowers to Dipankara Buddha and I will help you along the way.
Sadhu.
And because of that, they have been husband and wife for countless number of lifetimes. So until this last life, as a wife of Prince Vasantara, and you know how she responded to the situation.
That's how he helped her, the Bodhisattva, to perfect his parami.
So after when she mentioned that, in other words, it becomes a condition. And when the Lord Sakha was taking his wife away, the wife was crying because of the attachment. And the Bodhisattva Vasantara, he still got emotions, you know. Then he could not take it anymore because inside his heart he was also feeling the pain. He gave away not because he disliked her. Right? Not because he disliked her, but he was a wonderful wife. But because of the attachment, and he knew. Either this is a test, or it is a real one. If it is a real one, the wife will go.
It turned out to be a test.
If it is a test, and for me, then what happened is that I would have lost the opportunity if I decide to pull her back.
To become a Sammasambuddha, to perfect their perfection.
So the Lord Sakha dragged her off, and she was wailing and wailing, and so the Bodhisattva could not take it. He went into the cave and shut himself up. He was grieving inside also, feeling the pain. And after taking away, later, Lord Sakha bring back his wife. And so the Bodhisattva, now I return your wife. I was Lord Sakha trying to test you. Now you have passed the test.
So this is an interesting story.
Yes, this is the Sakha story.
Thank you. Let's thank Brother Teh. Sadhu. So now you heard the story or not? You want to be Sammasambuddha, you better get ready. Make sure you can offer your wife out or your husband out. So a lot of people sure think, if this life one, my husband not good to me, I think I can perfect it. I sure perfect it. Anybody come and ask, thank you so much, please take. But joke aside, what I'm trying to tell you is, like I said, you all were discussing about what? Giving up your wife or your husband, isn't it? Correct or not? That's why I say you want to perfect yourself to be someone else, well, you must have the ability to give up your spouse. So you think joke? I say wait for Brother Teh come back and tell you a story. But I heard from Reverend Subhanano. So Reverend Subhanano was shortcut one. No story like that.
The story did not end there.
Got
short more.
So
it's really, now what happened is that the 2 children earlier being taken by this Brahmin, the lay person, and then taken and went to the kingdom. So then people recognized the 2 children, and the news spread, went to the king, and the king said, how could it be? And finally recognized the 2 grandchildren, and he was wondering, how can my son, Prince Vasantara, give away his 2 children? Then he realized that A father's love for the children can never be, cannot give your children away one. Right? Then he realized, the king realized his mistake.
Oh, okay.
Then he knew that, you know, the prince Vasantara, why he keep on giving when he was in the palace.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, the king bought from that Brahmin the two grandsons back.
Oh, okay.
And then he, together with his ministers and the queen and entourage,
yeah,
went carry on, go to the place where the
Bodhisattva,
Bodhisattva was banished. Yeah. So when they reached that place, then the father, the king, you know, asked Vasantara to come back and seek for his forgiveness.
Ah.
Then Prince Vasantara said that, I will go back, but I will never rule the kingdom on that condition.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
he wants to practice.
Yeah, yeah, right? Sadhu.
So after that, the father decided, okay, you come back. Because the father realized that his son giving away the two children is not the character of
ordinary
the father.
Bit, huh?
Yes.
Yeah,
so eventually they all went back.
Yeah,
and Prince Vasantara never became the king. Mm, never ruled
sadhu,
the kingdom.
Sadhu. Very good. Thank you. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Oh, I didn't know the story was so interesting. Huh? Very good.
Well, because the in the syllabus for Ten Paramitas,
the
Ten Perfections, these are the in the syllabus for Dharma School.
For
so
Dharma
this
School,
is taken, yes, this is taken as a perfection for that paramis of Dana.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you so much. Well, now I learned something. Huh? So a lot of things about Dhamma. You know how he perfect his Dana Parami, you know, compared to him, you are nothing. You got $1,000, ask you to donate $1,000, you seem thin. Understand? He, the prince, he just donate whatever people need, he just donate. Oh, that's why that test, that final line was a very, very, very powerful test. Yeah? So you must have that understanding and Parami, then you can give. Then when you understand what you give is giving to who? To your karmic nature. You will receive back. Understand now? That's why the enlightened being, the Sammasambuddha who understand the law of karma, they act in a way you cannot understand. They can just give. Give and give. So all these are real life Jataka story, yeah, that you can learn from the teaching, the sutta. Very good. Okay, we go on. Eh? The last paragraph, page 141. Oh, my battery con. What's the time now? Oh, 8:40 already. Yeah, correct. 8:40, yeah? Oh, 8:15 only. Oh, not so bad. Oh, yeah. Now, with this long distance one, can see. Just now, reading glass, cannot see. Yeah. So I don't see your real face. Oh. I see reading glass images. Oh. Initially, every day. Initially, every day. But if you miss, you don't worry. As long as you determine to learn it. So now I help her to repeat the question. Because she asked a very good question. This Bodhisattva vow that we took last night, is it every morning you must repeat? Not necessary morning. As long as you remind yourself, you have to understand it. Because initially you depend on the piece of paper, isn't it? You have not got it understood, isn't it? Like I every day can teach and do all this, I don't have to remember. Why? Because it's part of my nature. Understand? So that's why I say initially every day for the first 3 months you can. So that it will stabilize. Then as you understand, once a week, understand? Then the best is, after about 6 months, when you can recite it without looking at the paper, means you're stable already. Then later on, you can extend it to once a month. Then once every 3 months, once every 6 months, or once a year. Because by then, you already very confident. You already know these are your vow. You have been doing it every day, understand not? Like the five precepts. Need to remember or not? Huh? Need to memorize or not? Huh? No need, isn't it? Five precepts also need to remember. Ayo, every day panati, pata, verama, unless you parrot without understanding what it is, understand? So when you can chant, means you can recite without the text or the notes, means you already have them, understand? No need to follow every word, no. As long as you know these are the things you have to do, and now, and you make aspiration, aditan, that by the power of whatever wholesomeness, that life after life, whether you choose to come or you have to come, you must have this right view. You must have this understanding. Yeah? Then you must ask for forgiveness and all those things. Means every life, whether you choose to come or you have to come, you have this. Then you do from next life onward, yeah? Because you make the vow this year, segmented life, then in future, all your life, you have this. I tell you, you become very different, your cultivation. Then because you take the four basic vows with firm understanding, faith, and affirmation, then this vow will carry through. Then you develop affinity with all the great beings. You seek their protection, guidance, and blessing. All this will take you along. That's why technically, you don't have to do anything. You only have to understand this and determine sincerely. That's why you must have faith, sincerity, and persevere. Then all this will happen. Understand? So like morning, you forgot or you miss or you sick, not well. Then you do it in the evening or afternoon. Or if you that day too tired, committed, you don't have time when you travel or what, then you postpone it. But remember to do it. The intention is you have the sincerity and the faith to commit yourself to this vow, to this aspiration, aditana. Then it will happen. Everything also starts simple. All Buddha started like us, Putujana last time, still with delusion. But from there you start. That's why Confucianism, Confucius also say the same thing, quite similar to that. Every journey starts with a first step, isn't it? Your first step is what? First stage of Bodhi. Aspire to be through aspiration and vow, understand not? But that also very difficult. Take the first step also very difficult. But you take the first step, you are not sincere, you don't have the faith and the perseverance, can you reach your destiny? Can you reach your destiny? So it's the same, understand not? The first stage you commit already, that's why I say three things will take you through. You must have strong faith and believe that your nature can do because you are sincere, understand not? Then continue to do, understand not? Persevere, no, don't ask question. Sure or not? You can. I can. You go and ask the mundane mind to tell you. You sure panic, I tell you. Oh, you dare to take. Who is telling you all this? Your thought, your mundane mind, understand not? That nature is already perfect. If your mundane mind don't interfere, shut it off, you will realize the silent mind, your true nature. Then the moment you cultivate until you connect, you are already third stage of Bodhi mind development. You remember? First stage is make aspiration. Then disavow. Then you go. After you go, second stage, how to fulfill? The Bodhi mind that vow to severe all affliction and suffering. That one is not difficult, isn't it? To liberate yourself, to free yourself. If you cannot liberate yourself and free yourself from all affliction and suffering, how can you do the work of a bodhisattva? How can you fulfill the first vow? Understand not? To save the limitless living being and take across all living beings to the other shore. You must have the wisdom to do all this. Cultivate renunciation so that you won't attack. Then you realize you can fulfill. After you fulfill, what you do? You cultivate the fourth vow. The fourth vow is what? The third vow. To perfect, to penetrate and perfect? All wisdom. Then when you fulfill that perfection, your second stage gone, finished. And before you even fulfill the perfection of the 10 the prajna paramita, you already connect to your nature, I tell you. That's why the third stage also finish. Then by then, you go fourth stage to renounce samsara. Kacang putih. Because that time you got no thought, no mark, and no dwelling. Samsara is nothing, not real. Only form am I. Aeon to you is nothing. So this understanding will bring forth the way. Very good you asked that question. Let us sadhu rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. So now you understand. You're not sure, you better ask. So I will read to you the last paragraph, page 141. Through this Dhamma sharing, you can develop wisdom much faster. Agree or not? Agree or not? Otherwise, it will take you a long time to the full picture. What is the full picture? The big picture, understand, of the cultivation yourself. These short notes are very useful. And all of you must read. Must read them what? This gem, my wife marked until the whole book also green already. You somehow not serious. Understand? You have marker or not? Don't have? Go back, buy a few color. Then, after that, again and again to stabilize. Similarly for the recorded talk. Now it's all in the website. You must listen to them again and again to develop the clear understanding of the Dhamma share. This is how you can progress along the path of Dhamma. So now you understand. Last time Alicia chased Sui An for the recording. No, because last time no website. And people without the website also so keen and so serious. Now with the website, you wait for what? You just go to the website, understand? Wherever you have time, spend time on what? Cultivating. You remember the what they call what sutta already? Karaniya Metta Sutta. To become Karaniya. No. Karaniya Metta Sutta. In the state of calm, and whenever you are awake, you must be mindful, understand or not? You must be mindful. So you always must listen to the Dhamma, understand or not? Then you straighten your view. That's how you cultivate. And these are all meritorious action to develop the understanding, straighten your view, to perfect yourself, to improve yourself. Then your vow, your aspiration will bring forth the causes and conditions where you invoke power of what? Merits, wholesomeness. And when you cultivate with this understanding, your parami is fantastic. That's why I say you don't know what you have gone through for this retreat. These 9 days is no joke. Even so, how many lives, I tell you, you cannot develop this type of merits and parami. Do you understand? If you have faith, and you really attentive and determined to understand all this. That's why this cultivation, when you understand, is so beautiful. So hope the message is by now very, very clear. Then the next page is very beautiful, Heart Sutta. So Heart Sutta, you go back and read. We have gone through. Then we also will be singing this song again tonight. Tonight we will sing like yesterday. Let me know when we hit 8:45, because I have to stop so that we got more time, so that we don't sleep so late. Otherwise, you're very tired. Some of you not enough rest. Okay. So, Heart Sutta, we leave it. So, what is more important, Appendix 3? Appendix 3, I think, tomorrow I can cover, no problem. Appendix 1 and 2 is Heart Sutta. Appendix 3 is very beautiful. This one, I tell you, a lot of wisdom. Tomorrow we do this. Wow, appendix 3 so long. Huh? How many pages? Huh? Huh? I really share so long. 145, 144, what, 21 pages? Oh no, not over one day lah. Over many sessions. Yeah? I thought one day I can cover so many. Oh. Those listening must be very patient. That's why when I share, you remember, 对也接受,不对也接受, don't go and complain. Don't go and down. Cultivate. Yeah, lock the door, the gate, yeah. Very good. Yeah, no problem. For your group's attention, please be informed. This is a message from the Tang Jia, Pazan Sifu, is very good. That the staircase downstairs will be locked after your drink at 10 p.m. starting tonight. Yeah. We will agree, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Very good, huh? So make note. So you want to end now or not? Better end now because we have a lot of time, huh? So we get Eng Bi there to sing, huh? Yeah. Come. Where's Eng Bi? Padmasri, song. Yeah, yesterday one those who help end there, huh? Whoever know how to sing the Heart Sutta, Great Compassionate Mantra, Tapeto, and also this what they call, what you call that chanting area? Om Pemi Mimi Hum. Then there's another one, what you call that? I think another form of Great Compassionate Mantra. Yeah, Dharani, yeah. Mahakaruna, yeah, Mahakaruna. Yeah, that Dharani, yes. Okay, come. Where is Song? Then Li Hun, you can help out? Can. But okay lah, can. No problem. The Mahakaruna Dharani Sutta, I think we need people who have the ability to chant, so that it can help, so that people can sing together, or recite together. Where is Eng Bi? Oh, toilet, okay, we wait for a while. Then where is Song? Toilet also. Okay, then might as well take a 1-2 minute break. I also want to go toilet. Okay, 3 minutes. Thank you.